everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghost. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. I was off for a couple weeks from work due to a minor surgery. Anyways, I was laying around watching a bunch of stuff on Netflix. Have you guys seen anything good lately?
I've been trying to get through the Depp versus Heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm like on episode 3. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how many there are.
I'm just as confused as I was before.
Yeah, hasn't really brought a lot of clarity to the situation.
No.
Yeah, I think I watched the first 2 episodes with you.
Yeah.
In your car.
Yep. I think they both got some issues.
That's all I can say.
I discovered this whole new genre on Netflix
that
I would compare to like the holiday movies on Hallmark.
Love Hallmark movies.
But they're like thriller versions on Netflix.
Low budget thriller movies.
Right.
Okay.
That's more my style.
I need some recommendations, like Winchester House. Are we talking that?
Yeah. But like better editing and I think everything looks good on them. Just like the storylines aren't great in some of them. You know?
Yeah.
But like I watched all of them because why not? I'm chilling, so I'm going to watch them all. But like they weren't bad enough for me to click. Trust me, I've watched some that are bad enough for me to be like, ugh, I cannot. Really, most of them I sat and watched. It's an embarrassing amount how many I watched.
I mean, but you were literally in bed for 2 weeks, so
yeah,
it's not that bad.
There's lots of other things I could have been watching, but I couldn't stop.
I watched so much TV when I had the Rona and was quarantined for 6 days, so I get it.
I also watched Painkiller. I don't know if it's Painkiller or Painkillers on Netflix. Mm. It was very good.
About the opiate crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been watching trash TV. I'm a terrible person.
You know, sometimes that happens.
It does. But I just got told that there is a new season of The Ultimatum on Netflix, so I will be watching that.
Oh, yes. I watch both seasons, too. Although Same. It infuriates me, but I still watch it.
Same. My friend texted me literally on my drive up here and was like, there's a new season that just dropped. I need you to be done with the season by Sunday. And I was like, you overestimate.
That's a lot of pressure.
My ability to binge this. I will watch one episode.
1 out of 12, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to be done with the whole season by Sunday.
Have you watched any other good ones? Anything on Hulu?
No, I just don't have time for watching things anymore.
Yeah. Honestly, I go like in spurts. Sometimes when I'm home, my downtime is spent in different ways. But if I'm going to watch a movie, I'll watch 2. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't watch anything for 2 weeks straight. So, which brings me to my next topic.
Okay.
It's about TV shows.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you guys kind of briefly about predictions from The Simpsons. Conspiracy theories. That came true.
Terrifying. Okay. The Simpsons terrifies me.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have never seen an episode.
What?
Never?
I was not allowed to watch it as a child. I'm sure that shocks nobody.
I should have known.
I wonder if she looks confused. We were like,
I've
what?
Never seen an episode.
Wow, really?
I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. And then when I was an adult, I just never watched it.
Do you know what The Simpsons is?
I know what it's about. Like, I know Homer, Marge. Like, I'm not stupid. But no, I've never seen an episode or the movies or anything.
That's hilarious. Fun fact, it is my stepdad's favorite show. Ever.
Really?
Yes. He adores that show.
We'll see what I have to contribute to this.
There was a more recent prediction. We're going to get most of our information from Collider.com. There's a recent prediction from The Simpsons. When the submersible Titan had recently had the issues where a couple of people passed away. There was an episode, though, several years ago where Homer finds a man and he thinks this is his long-lost father and agrees to venture into the depths of the ocean with him in an attempt to find an old ship, aka the Titanic. Disaster strikes and Homer gets stuck, but thankfully opens his eyes in a hospital a few days later.
That is unfortunate timing.
What do you think about that one? I mean, here's the thing, like several people have already had been down to the Titanic before.
Right. Like it's a thing that's been done.
Yeah, but to get stuck down there had not happened.
Next, in 1998, there was a show where Homer wanted to be an inventor like Thomas Edison. And then he starts writing mathematical equations on this chalkboard, right? And it turns out that the figure that he wrote on the chalkboard is very similar to the 2012 CERN Higgs boson discovery, which was big in the physics world.
Oh my. How would he know that? Maybe Homer was an alien. You know what?
14 years before it was discovered, he wrote it on a chalkboard.
The writers of this show were aliens. Are aliens.
That's the only plausible explanation I see.
Yeah, there's just too many coincidences.
In 1990, there was an episode about censoring Michelangelo's David. So they put a pair of jeans on him to make it more acceptable because people were outraged by his nudity. And in 2016, a copy of this statue in St. Petersburg was also sparking some controversy, and people wanted it to be covered up or removed. And recently, within this past year, a school in Florida deemed that the statue was too pornographic to show the kids, which prompted, you know, the mayor of Florence, Italy, to tell the mayor, hey, why don't you come see it for yourself, sir? No. Old statues, too pornographic because it shows a penis.
It is.
Not even an erect penis, I will say. Can I say that? I'm going to say that.
I mean, yeah. It's just funny.
I mean, too pornographic. Michelangelo's David. There we go. 1990. They predicted it.
Okay. In an episode from 2000, there was an episode called Bart to the Future. And this is where Bart saw his and his sister's future. And the leader of the country was Lisa Simpson. And Lisa mentioned that the United States was tasked with fixing an economy after former Donald Trump's presidency.
Oh, 2000.
Not bringing any political stuff in here. It's just interesting.
That they predicted Trump would be president?
That they would predict him to be president.
In 2012, they had an episode where Lady Gaga visited Springfield and performed her songs while flying over an audience and playing a piano. And in 2017, Lady Gaga performed at the Super Bowl halftime show for all of her hits, and she was lifted above the audience and played Million Reasons on the piano.
One of my favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. Lady Gaga.
She was very good.
It was amazing.
I heard T. Swift turned it down, but that's unconfirmed.
So in 1995, in the episode Lisa's Wedding, Lisa went to a fortune teller that predicted her future in 2010. And in the future, she called her mom, which showed her dialing on a rotary phone that showed her mother's face.
Before any of this happened.
Right. And this was 1995. So Skype was invented in 2003. Which was used on computers, but Apple did not announce FaceTime until 2010.
Also, I think they had an episode about smartwatches.
So they did. It's on this thing as well.
Similar vibe.
They predicted. They had someone working for Apple.
Something is going on there. They knew a lot. I mean, there are several that we could talk about, but I thought we would also mention that there is one about a pandemic.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
Just reading that one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead if you want to read it.
So in 1993, they had an episode about a pandemic that called the Osaka flu from a shipment of products that reached Springfield, and it caused similar pandemic issues like COVID-19, and it originated from a different country before it made its way to the United States, and they didn't have a treatment immediately available, and so the doctor recommended that the patients get some bed rest, similar to how scientists were still testing out their vaccine to prevent COVID-19.
In the same episode as what you're talking about, they talked about a different type of outbreak, and it was actually about murder hornets. Remember when that happened?
I do remember them. Listen, 2020 was a lot of things. But I vaguely remember the murder hornets.
Yes. So this was what, like 1993?
Right.
This happened way before.
Murder hornets. That murder hornets we thought happened. Were going to be a bigger deal than they really were.
At least not that we know of, but yeah. Here.
Let me say that. In the U.S.
Right.
They were not as big a deal as we feared them to be.
That's right. All of it's kind of interesting.
It is. The one that I remember and I don't immediately see on here is that the Simpsons predicted 9/11. Where it shows a plane going into the towers. And that was years before it actually happened.
What are your conspiracy theories behind The Simpsons?
Well, I told you one. I think the writers are probably aliens or lizard people.
Lizard people.
Yeah.
Lizard people have entered the chat.
I mean, they know a lot.
They do.
From the future.
What's your explanation?
How do they know these things?
I'm wondering if there's someone in the government who was involved with The Simpsons creation.
It was like 20 years before anything happened.
I think the government probably knows things.
The technology wasn't even there yet.
But there's a lot of like taking the Apple watches. There's a lot of shows.
What would be the benefit
where it shows them like talking into their watches, you know, like Star Trek and Star Wars. Like I feel like they were like talking into a transmitter there. So I feel like maybe Apple could have gotten their idea from that. Who knows?
Or vice versa. Maybe Apple was working on it before the movies.
Maybe, like, maybe somebody was like, hey, I know Apple's working on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I just think it's a bunch of really strange coincidences, which leads me to believe that, I don't know, something different is happening. I would like to choose to believe aliens.
Same.
Now that we know the real, why wouldn't they be on the Simpsons writing cast?
Makes more sense than
they've got nothing else to do with their lives. Aliens are just like, listen, let's create a TV show.
I don't know if you knew this, but they're here. Lindsay, it's confirmed.
Confirmed by the gov.
I wouldn't say it's confirmed by the gov.
They literally said it, but okay.
Outro?
Boydson refuses to acknowledge the UFO incident with me.
I will not engage.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into this little fun short episode that we have here at The Tipsy Ghost. You can always find us online at thetipsyghost@gmail.com or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts and aliensarereal.com. We really appreciate it and it really does help.
If that's a real website, so help me. All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.